The girls on the bridge, huh?
Yes, there was two girls on the bridge. I helped build those bridges a long time ago. God sent me to the south end of Denver. And
oh, where were you at when this all happened?
I was heading downtown.
Okay.
Downtown by Colfax, and then God said, you need to go to the south. So got back on the highway and just headed south. And I wasn't paying attention to anything other than the highway.
What road were you on?
On I-25.
Okay.
And then God says, look up. And I looked up, and there's two girls on the overpass. On this side of the fencing, in the rails. God says, tell them I love them. So I went to the next exit because I couldn't get off at that exit. So I went to the next one and whipped around, came back. I parked and I started walking down that street. And I was like, how am I gonna get to the other side so I could talk to them? And the people that were on that street, they couldn't see him because of the rail and the wall that they have. Mm-hmm. But they were just standing there. And so I finally went to the northwest corner and was able to jump a fence and then get in and start walking that. It was probably a foot wide path that was going over the overpass. So I was walking to him with my Bible. I think if I didn't have the Bible, they would have probably just maybe jumped or ran away, tried to run. But they saw me with the Bible. Because those overpasses, they're lit up.
Pretty
those
good.
Bridges are right. Lit up really good. And one of the girls' name was Sabrina. I said, my name is Sonny. She goes, my name's Sabrina, and this is my best friend, Samantha. And I said, girls, my king brought me here to pray with you. And they're like, well, you're not gonna stop us from jumping. I said, no, I'm not here to stop you. I'm here to tell you Jesus loves you. And I said, I want to read a Bible verse to you that God has chosen for you girls to listen to. And they're like, go ahead. I said, Jeremiah 29:11 says it all. For I know the plan. And as soon as I said, for I know the plans, the girl said, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. So she knew the verse. So she quoted it before I just started reading it. And she finished it. I said, so if my king knows your plans, I know that jumping off this bridge isn't that plan. But I'm here to tell you that he loves you. And you're going to go and see him pretty soon if you're going to jump. But let me tell you, my king doesn't want you to take your life. He gave you life. Not for you to destroy it. The enemy wants to destroy you. My king, he wants to restore you. And they started crying. Almost at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They were just standing there. And I said, I don't know what's happened because God doesn't show me everything. I said, but jumping off this overpass isn't worth it. I said, people come in your life, they come and go all the time. So if somebody hurt you to where you want to jump off, my king wants to restore you and help you. He doesn't want you to jump. But I'm not going to stop you. That's your destiny. Is in God's hands, not mine. So let me pray for you girls, and I'll walk away. See, they thought I was going to start begging and asking, please don't jump, please don't jump. Well, they have chosen their own destiny. But if they put their destiny in God's hands, then He'll change everything. So I prayed with them, and I said, your lives are in God's hands, not mine. So as I turned around, they go, hey, Mr. Sonny, please don't leave. Can you tell us more about Jesus? She says, both of them go, we go to church. We've been in youth group and everything, but we've kind of walked away from God. I said, my King promised that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's never left you. He's still waiting for you to just open your heart again. I said, do you girls want to rededicate your hearts to God? And they're like, yes, I think that's a good idea. So they rededicated their hearts to God and cried and cried. And then they go, can you come over here close to us? And I go, yeah. So I got closer. And they said, can we just kind of follow you back to the street? And I go, yeah. But I was maybe about here to those chairs right there. I wasn't going to get any closer.
Yeah.
But when they asked me to come to them, and they were crying. Yeah. God says, go. They just want you to be close to them. So I walked over to them, and they said, would you help us to get back to the street? So one of them grabbed my hoodie in the back, and the other one grabbed the other girl's hoodie, and they walked really slow all the way back to the street. They were so scared. All of a sudden, they were scared of where they were standing.
Yeah.
But before that, they weren't.
Yeah.
They were out in the middle, ready to jump. And nobody could see them to say, hey, calling the police.
Yeah.
Hey, there's two girls standing on the bridge on the other side. No, nobody could see them because of that wall that was there. But God saw them. God knew they were there. God went and rescued them. And when I got them close to the street, they said, we're going to call our parents because we want them to meet you. And I go, okay, that's fine. So I turned on my truck, they sat in my truck and got warmed up. The parents got there and they were crying.
Well, how'd they get there?
The girls?
Yeah.
They had the car parked in that parking lot.
Oh, okay.
And the parents came and they were crying because what happened is the boyfriends broke up with them because the girls didn't want to do what the world does. They said, we want to stay pure and be ladies. We're not going to give in. Like, no, we're going to wait till we get married. And if you can't handle that, that's the boys, I guess, cussed at them and yelled at them. They left them. So they got in their own car and then that's where they ended up. And I said, you were going to jump off a bridge for two boys? Like, that's not worth it. They said, I know, that was dumb. She goes, but thank you for coming to rescue us. I said, it was God that did the rescue. I said, He gets the glory. He gets all the victory. I just got to see it. And they're like, do you have a church or something? Are you some kind of pastor or something? I'm like, just on the streets. I don't have my own church. No, I'm not a pastor. I minister out in the streets. I minister to gangs. The parents pulled up. I never seen parents jump out of a car as fast as those parents did. Because one of the girls, Sabrina, was talking to them as I was talking to Samantha. And they came over. The girls jumped out and they just cried and cried and cried. I never mentioned to the parents that they were on the bridge ready to jump. That wasn't my part to talk about that. But the girls said, we're about ready to jump and this guy came and told them that God sent them to us and that Jesus loved us. And he read Jeremiah 29:11. He said she said he was gonna read it, but I finished the verse, and that brought me back to where I was supposed to be with God, and it just hit me right in the heart. I thought I couldn't even move. I was just crying, and the parents were just crying. So this morning at 10 o'clock, they're gonna meet with the youth pastor and the counselor of the church. Is gonna meet with the girls today. Try to help them, but they made the right choice to walk away from those boys. And they don't need boyfriends like that. And I told them, I said, you need gentlemen. I said, I bet these boys, just, you know them in high school, you probably don't know them from church. So they don't have that foundation of godly men. So stop looking at the world. Keep your eyes on God's kingdom, and God will send the right young men to you girls. Man, they hugged me and hugged me. They thought, like, if I was family, and we are. We're family in Christ. So the parents just cried and cried, kept thanking me, and I said, our King gets the victory for that. I just got to see it. So that's what happened around 11 o'clock. It was just amazing. I praise God they didn't jump.
Yeah.
Did the parents say anything about their
Yeah.
Spiritual